This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's the Wally Show.
While it's true you can't predict the future, there's one Arkansas wedding photographer that claims you can get pretty dang close when it comes to foreseeing whether or not a couple's marriage will last.
Okay, now I'm fascinated by this because you would think he would have some insight after photographing so many couples and then correlating their success years down the road.
Yeah, but according to her, there are three signs to look for. So the first is if the spouse takes more than three family photos without their partner. This means that the family may not be keen on them. Maybe doesn't believe there's going to be a future, so they want to get good family photos before the spouse gets in.
That's something I would not have thought of, because I was thinking, oh, it just means that they're super into their family.
It could be that, too.
Really? Yeah, the other one sounds way more plausible.
The second is, you never hear the bridesmaids or the groomsmen talk about the spouse when hanging out together. This might mean that the friends don't like the spouse, which is not a good sign. And the third is the newlyweds spend more time with friends and family at the reception than with each other.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
They're already sick of each other.
Yeah, I just need a break. You're like, we just literally got married 30 minutes ago. That's interesting. I'm telling you, every wedding I go to from here on out, though, I will be looking for this.
Oh, for sure. And if you do, spill the tea.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to know all about it.
Or work it into your speech somehow. You know, I've noticed some things here tonight.
Oh, don't do that.
Work it in there. Just call it out in front of everybody. That's the way you do this. That's love. That's helping, I think. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. And we were talking the other day on the show about how there just aren't a lot of great Thanksgiving songs. And then Mikey had an idea, said, hey, I think it'd be hysterical if you and the gang tried to make up some Thanksgiving songs by changing the words to some existing songs like that you guys play. I'm like, that is a great idea. We'll do some parody songs for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And I was inspired, too, by Micah Tyler, who actually did a parody song to his own song.
When I think about all the reasons that I'm thankful, I'm so glad for the things that I'm about to eat. Every single spoonful.
It doesn't get much better doing your own parody song because he knows how to sing it well.
Right.
And so good job on that, Micah Tyler. But now, that said, it comes to our turn. So, Betty Rock, you have selected a song to parody. What is the song?
Kane. Okay. Yes, He Can.
Oh, a great one. And you found a way to make this Thanksgiving-y.
Yes. So mine is based off of the family dog who's getting fat and lazy and old.
Okay.
But always somehow ends up stealing the food.
I like where you went with this. I went animal on mine, too.
You did.
But different animal. Nicely done. All right, so are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Do you need any help from me other than to push the button?
Just push the button.
Oh, here we go. Magic time.
Sometimes I wonder, is he ever full? Does he see me that I'm hungry? Does he understand? Sometimes I question if he's able. Can he still jump on the table to take all the turkey? Did he just eat the bread rolls? So I guess he still can. Oh, all that weight that he put on can't slow him down, it seems. Yes, he did. So I guess he still can. Oh, yes, he did. So I guess he still can.
Nice. Wow. Very
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Thank
a,
you.
A Thanksgiving classic for sure.
I think so.
I think about all the reasons that I'm thankful. I'm so glad for the things that I'm about to eat.
Uplifting Way of Him. This is the Wally Show, and that is the Thanksgiving song by Micah Tyler. He did his own parody.
Yeah, he did.
And so that is what we are doing right now. We were challenged to write our own parody songs to songs that we play here on Way FM. Betty Rock has already gone and done a fantastic
job.
Thank
you. Thank you.
She takes great delight in icing Gavin and myself by making fun of us.
Not so much Gavin. I have all of the faith in Gavin.
Thanks.
But
thanks.
You, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know. So, all right. All right, Gavin, you're up. It is your turn now. Whew. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Okay, champ. I have all the faith and confidence in the world in you. What is the song
you've
chosen?
Thank you. It is We Are Messengers, like, brand new song, Come What May.
Oh, that's a big one. It's a big anthem.
I know.
Okay.
You can
do it,
Gavin. I know it. I'm so scared.
I know. I really respect, like, Darren and the band, so I want to do this justice.
Did you just hear that? You can do it, Gavin. You can do it. Just remember that moment. Because when I go, it's going to be totally different.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, okay. All right, here we go, Gavin. Whew. You ready?
With every bite of every roll, I push away green casserole. I fill my plate with all those carbs. Might crash with a turkey coma. But I'll push through, watch some football, wear stretchy pants, 'cause I'm not small. I'm feeling full, but I won't sway. I think I'll go back for seconds, come what may.
He was feeling it.
Oh, Gavin, that was really good. I feel so bad for Wally because he put himself last for reason. And we've set the bar so high.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
Gavin was feeling himself there, too. Come what may. Ooh.
It was so good.
All right. It was really good.
Thank you.
Okay, now, mine is to the band I Am They, Scars, okay?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So it's a great thing. It even says thankful in the lyrics.
Oh,
so
that's right.
I was really happy about that.
Uh-huh.
And mine is from the perspective of a turkey.
Okay.
So this is,
I like that.
This is the turkey's perspective on
Thanksgiving. The turkey has nothing to be thankful for, you would think.
You would think,
but
yes. Okay. Yeah,
okay. Ladies and gentlemen!
Now you're still icing me, because every time I mess up, you start reintroducing me. Okay.
You got the nervous cough.
I do.
I'm the sweats.
Oh,
you've got this.
It's gonna
Thank
be great.
You, Gavin. Thank
it's
you,
gonna
Gavin.
Be great.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, I hope he doesn't mess up on the first try, like he did last time.
Okay,
here we go.
Go.
More and more cough. Wow.
And we're done.
That's like the vegan anthem.
Yes. Well, there you go. Some hopefully Thanksgiving classics.
Woo!
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way of Him. This is the Wally Show. And this is Mind Blown.
Mind Blown.
Mind Blown.
Well, that's a nice little addition there. Nicely done. Right around the room. And then Gavin the high part. I love it. So we are going to attempt to help you out. My goal is to make you the most interesting person in any room you walk into with these mind-blowing facts that you can drop at any time. And to illustrate how this works, we're just hanging out at a party, you know, just, hey, Rock, how you been? You doing good? Everything good in your life? And then Rock will bust out a question or like a topic, and then I'll show you how you do this. Ready? Go.
All right. Here's the topic. Something that gives me the creeps. The eebie-jeebies.
Yes.
Bugs.
Bugs. Okay. Oh. So then you got to search your mental Rolodex, but I'm going to help you with that right now. I'm going to give you something that you can just pop out there right now. Did you know, and it's good to start with that too, did you know that mosquitoes like biting people with a specific blood type more than any other?
I have always hypothesized this.
Have you?
Because
see, she's already in. Now we have a conversation going.
Because I have friends that tend to get bitten, and then I'll say, oh, I'm fine. Like,
yeah.
I didn't get bit at all.
I don't get bitten much either, but my friend, he gets bitten all the time.
Yeah.
So what is your blood type? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay, Gavin, do you know your blood type?
I don't, but I get bit all the time.
Okay,
so.
I'm A positive.
Uh-huh.
So
maybe
it's not
I
that.
Have A positive.
If you don't, yeah, maybe so. Because the people that get bit most by mosquitoes are people with type O blood. Okay. They get bit more than any other blood type. And here are some things that attract mosquitoes to you so you can actually work your way through this. Or you know, oh, I'm getting bitten. This is why. They like sweat. Okay. And they are actually attracted to wearing black and dark blue or red. Like those colors actually attract them. Kind of like a bull in a ring there. And also being pregnant, ironically. Gosh. I have no idea why that is.
Well, that's pregnant women already have it hard to begin with.
I know,
with.
Right?
They don't need one more thing.
It's the last thing they need. But this, again, you could even segue this off of somebody telling you that, oh, I'm so happy we just found out we're pregnant. And you go, did you know that you're going to want to avoid being outside because as a pregnant woman, you're going to get bit an awful lot.
Yes, because a pregnant woman always needs to hear more negative news.
Exactly. So there you go. That's how you become the most interesting person in any room with Mind Blown.
Name it and claim it.
Name it and claim it. Claim it.
Uplifting way of him. This is the Wally Show, and people ask us to put our heads together and come up with a name, and so we do this for different inanimate objects to give them a personality. And the way it works is Betty Rock and I will each come up with a name. If one of us likes the other person's name better and switches, doesn't happen often, but sometimes it does, then they'll go with that name. If we like our own names, then it comes down to Gavin to decide. He's judge and jury on this. So this is from Scott. Scott says, hey, I need your help naming my new-to-me Honda Odyssey. Mm-hmm. It is a white minivan. He's very proud out in front of it. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'm not going to, I need your help with this, you know, so please, Betty Rock and Wally, will you help me? Can I go first? Do you mind?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, go for it.
I'm not going to take you on an elaborate name-generating journey like I usually do. I didn't feel the need to. This one was so obvious for me, it wasn't even funny. It was like, it hit me like, I hate to bring God into this, but I feel he gave me this name.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. The name for this Honda Odyssey is Homer. It's a funny name that just sounds funny. The two of you are looking very confused, so I guess I'm going to have to explain it. The Greek poet.
Oh, jeez.
You did have an explanation.
Yes, I did. I did have a Greek. The Greek poet Homer wrote the Iliad and the Odyssey, a collection of poems. There you go. Gavin just got it.
That's
now
good.
It's good. Now it's great, right? It's a funny name by itself. Hey, let's go get an Homer. But then it also has a good reason. So, Betty Rock, what's yours?
All right. So, I looked up to see what are synonyms to the word Odyssey.
Okay.
Since it's a Honda Odyssey.
Like that?
And I found out that a synonym is Journey. And I thought, hey.
Okay.
That's a well-known band,
I do kind of like where you're going with. Now you're just trying to get me because you're playing in the room. Oh, Rock.
That's what you were doing.
You're the devil.
Don't stop.
Okay. Now here's where you go inside of this. There's so many places to go with the names of the Journey guys.
Okay, so I thought a great name for this band would be Perry.
Yes, yes.
For Steve Perry.
Oh, that's so good. Because you could have gone with Neil Sean, Michael Caine, you know, whatever. But Steve Perry's the right choice.
I said Perry.
Yeah, Perry is the right choice.
Just
okay.
Perry.
Man, you are playing to the room trying to get me on your side.
That's what you were doing earlier with Gavin.
Okay, here's the deal. I can't. I love your name. I really do. I love your thought. I love everything about it. But Homer is just such a good name, and the Odyssey, because Scott looks well-read. Like, he's standing by and saying, he looks very intellectual.
He looks like a Journey fan.
Yeah, if he had a Journey shirt on, I would have gone with you in a second.
You call yourself a Journey fan.
I am, but
you're
this
not.
Is why I'm vexed. Okay, we're keeping our own. Gavin, what are we going to do here, buddy?
Okay, this might be like, I think this is one of the most difficult choices I've ever had to make in my
life.
They're
both good.
They're both amazing. Yeah. But the imagery in my head is that Honda Odyssey window down.
Yep.
Journey's blaring out that
window.
So Perry's got to be the choice.
You know what? I don't hate it. So that's still a win for Scott, even if you didn't go with Homer. Nicely done, Lady Rock.
Thank you.
Henry Ford once wisely said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, I can't finish it and I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it and she wants to become a teacher now. You know, even all these these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could, and she did. That's what's important.
And I think a lot of moms out there don't make themselves a priority. They want to put their kids first, which is great. That's understandable. But what about making 2021 your year where you make yourself a priority and go get that education that you've always wanted at Colorado Christian University, where you can get faith-based learning? I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online, got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com. If it's important to your family,
we have something very exciting to tell you that you have never heard before.
Then it matters to us on The Wally Show.
If you're planning on traveling to see family this Thanksgiving, maybe you're flying, here's some stuff you need to know. The number of flyers this year, the people in the air, is going to approach pre-pandemic levels.
Oh.
Crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, they said that there's going to be staffing shortages, and there's even weather. They always now throw out weather because they blame everything on weather, and then you can't fight against that. You have to pay for your own hotel room at that point and stuff like that. So they just chalk that one up. They're already laying the groundwork for a bad travel season.
Oh, boy.
But here's what you need to know. The best and worst times to travel. Sunday after Thanksgiving is projected to be the busiest day. Everyone trying to get back. Mm. And then the Wednesday before, you and 2.4 million of your closest friends will be clamoring for overhead bin space.
I've got a roommate that is leaving.
Oh, is she flying?
She's leaving on Wednesday.
Oh, man. So if you're thinking, that's crazy, I'll just drive, well, you're not going to be alone there either. AAA says you'll be slugging it out in traffic with another 48.3 million people.
Good grief.
But, you know, and the worst time to drive is Wednesday afternoon, obviously. Get off work and try to bolt to the family. Sunday after Thanksgiving, they're expecting traffic jams all across the country as people try to get back. So basically the lesson is give yourself plenty of time on the front side of vacation, on the back side of vacation, to make sure you get where you're going. I'm flying today and hopefully missing some of this traffic, but I'm still getting to the airport early.
Well, and also you need to keep in mind that when you're sitting on that flight or sitting in that traffic and you're angry.
Yeah.
And you just want to hit someone in the face.
Yeah. Okay. That ratcheted up. I never thought that.
You got to think, you know what? I'm thankful.
Yeah.
Because it's Thanksgiving.
That's right. Well, and think about it this way, too. Like, you think about all the craziness of the travel, but it also means that people are getting back to normal lives.
That's true.
They're traveling to see
it's
their families.
To be thankful
and
for.
So we are moving in that right direction, which is ultimately a good thing. So there we go. Positive spin, found that silver lining. Happy Thanksgiving early, everybody. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now? Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. This is one of my favorite things that we do on the show. It's where we get to talk to kids. Only kids can weigh in on, are you kidding me? Get it? And so Thanksgiving's coming up, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a great time of year for adults. And I'm not sure that kids are all that fired up about Thanksgiving other than not being at school, you know.
That's a big win.
Because Christmas is like your big holiday. That's your Super Bowl.
True.
This is the playoffs, you know.
True.
So here's the thing, though. Not everybody likes turkey or gets excited about turkey. That's the big thing. And I'm curious, as a kid, what would you swap out the turkey for? If you could make all the rules and like, okay, new tradition, we're not eating turkey ever again. No more. We're eating this. What would it be?
Now, I'm not a child. I mean, I act like a child.
Yes.
Yes.
But, hey, but I can think of plenty of options that I'd rather have than
Skittles.
Turkey.
Right off the top of my head.
Okay,
Skittles.
That's not where I was going.
I'd rather have Skittles than turkey.
That's
not
more of a
turkey fan. Yes, okay, you're right. Maybe you're right. Skittle pie.
Skittle pie, yes. What about those Dino Nuggets?
Yes.
You just have a platter of Dino Nuggets.
Just bought some last night, actually.
Of course you
and
did.
And I have no kids in the house. But they're so good. Like when you make them and you got the little T-Rex and you've got ketchup to dip them in, do you guys ever like make him like he's drinking water? Like, growl, drinking some ketchup water. Growl. You guys do that?
No, I don't do that. All I do is wonder, how did they get the chicken in the dinosaur form?
I don't know. I don't want to know. That's a question that you don't want to answer.
Yeah,
so, all right. Are you kidding me? only kids can call. If you're going to replace the turkey this year for Thanksgiving, what do you replace it with? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the phone number, 855-33-WAY-FM. If you need to ask your parents' permission, definitely do that first. But we want to hear from you for Are You Kidding Me? 855-33-WAY-FM. If you could swap out turkey for anything else, what would it be there, Lydia?
Ham.
Oh, ham. So you're just going to go with another staple.
What makes you like ham better than turkey?
I like ham better than turkey ham is not as dry.
How old are you, Lydia?
10.
What's your favorite part about Thanksgiving?
Having time with family.
Oh, you're the best. Aww. You're the best child ever. If you didn't already have a family, I would take you. Not take you. I would want you.
Oh, gosh.
To,
okay. Lydia, you're safe.
It
you're
got
okay.
dark. It got dark.
Oh, geez.
There's an adult. Okay. Lydia, thank you. At least she's laughing. Hey, have a good day, girl.
Bye.
All right, Carter, you're up on Are You Kidding Me? How old are you?
I'm 11.
11 years old. Okay, so you're almost fully grown now. You're a smart man. So what would you change turkey for if you could?
Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets.
Yes.
Like chicken nuggets, I think, would be a good enough thing, but I love that you made it specific to Chick-fil-A. How many Chick-fil-A nuggets have you ever eaten at one sitting?
Probably like 8.
But how many could you eat in one sitting?
Probably like 20.
Yeah, I think you could. I've watched Betty eat 20 McNuggets before, and it was just a thing of beauty. I tapped out at around 9. I was like, I'm full. My belly's full. And she just kept going, man.
Hand them over.
Well, Carter, I would fully support this swap for sure. Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets are the best. Thanks for being on with us, man.
Thank you.
Everybody has turkey for Thanksgiving, but what if, just hypothetically, if you could replace turkey this year at your family's table, what would you trade it in for?
So there's this place called Mod Pizza, and they make really good pizzas, so I'd definitely trade a turkey for a pizza.
I love where you're going with that. And you could, then that way you can have like your Thanksgiving meal delivered to you. Like, it's so great.
It's a win-win.
Yep.
Now, yep. Ian, what toppings would you get?
So I really like black olives, so I would get pepperoni and then bacon. They don't charge extra for extra meat, so like I'd put pepperoni and bacon and like a lot of stuff, because like, why would you waste your money on just one topping? So
yeah.
Then I'd get a bunch of cheese and I would like just pour barbecue sauce all over it, and then I'd like sprinkle Parmesan cheese on it and put Mike's Hot Honey on it, and it tastes amazing.
This is a kid that when he calls to make his order to this place, they're like, it's Ian again.
Yeah.
Better get him the Ian special. It's going to take you a while to make it. What if they made a turkey pizza with stuffing and cranberries? Would you eat that?
Oh.
I don't know. I'm not really a fan of turkey anyway, but I might try it.
Ian, when you get older and you decide to get a job, maybe you should look into being a pizza guy, because it sounds like you're pretty passionate about it.
I could see you being the next Little Caesar.
Pizza, pizza.
Hey, Ian, thanks for being on with us, buddy.
Yeah, thank you for answering.
Hey, have a great day and happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and if you watch the news for 5 minutes, it can be a little bit of a down or a bummer, so we do good news giddy up designed to pick you up. So let's do this. Let's start with you. 3 rapid fire good news stories, starting with you, Betty Rock. Good news giddy up, go.
There was a search and rescue team in Maryland who was shooting a training video on a river over the weekend and was in the right place at the right time, because some guy lost control of his car and drove into the river.
What?
But of course, they were there on the scene and were able to rescue him right away.
How fortunate is that? Or you find out that was like their test to pass.
Yeah.
They make it look like an accident. That's amazing, man. All right, Gavin, good news giddy up, go.
So there was this dog named Gus, and he was chasing after a burglar, and little Gus took a bullet in the head.
Oh, what? Come on. This Gavin. Is good news giddy up, Gavin.
Let me turn this around. He survived.
Okay, good.
Now that burglar is in jail. And
should be.
Gus. Good old Gus is the town hero, and this month everyone in his neighborhood got together and threw a party for his second birthday.
Oh, Gus. Aww. Come on, Gus. Do the right
Gus,
thing.
Gus.
I love it. And finally, there was a guy in Arizona who played high school football back in the 90s, and he ordered a Letterman jacket. Betty Rock, do you know what a Letterman jacket is?
It's the, like, the red and white jackets with like the letter on the back.
Yeah, like the sports teams get them and stuff. So he ordered it, but his mom couldn't pay for it, couldn't afford it, and all his buddies got one, and he didn't. So It turns out she had ordered it, but when she couldn't pay for it, the school just held on to it, I guess. That's kind of mean. And then recently, his brother found that jacket 30 years later in a thrift store.
No way.
Like, no way.
How crazy is that? It's got his name on it, his jersey number, so it's definitely his, and it's in mint condition, which is so cool. It was worth like $300 when he bought it back in 1994, and his brother got it for $45 at the thrift store and sold it back to his brother for $150, so he still saved money. No, that would be bad news, Giddy Up. This is good news, Giddy Up. He gave it to him.
Aw.
When my daughter was young, she loved putting money in her piggy bank. Hey, it's Wally. And as a kid, there's nothing better than shaking that pig and watching money fall out. Did you know that as an adult, you could be holding the biggest piggy bank of your life, your house? Home values are up so much that you can get more out of your home, even if you love it and don't want to sell. Refinancing can lower your monthly house payment, saving you money, or you can do a cash-out refinance, which in essence is using your house like a piggy bank and shaking some of the equity out that you have built up. And United Faith Mortgage can help. They are a family of faith-based mortgage experts, and I love founder Ryan's passion for what he does.
Now's the time. Strike while the iron's hot, if you will. Please, I don't like to put pressure on anybody, but I just want to see as many people take advantage of these times as they can.
So if you need some extra coin, see how much money you can shake out of your house now. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what do you got?
I love the internet and its ability to display the best of humanity and good deeds and funny cat videos. But then there's the other side of the internet that kind of makes you just want to, you know, palm to the forehead.
Okay.
Shake your head, disappointment. Do you guys remember Gorilla Glue Girl?
Yes. She was the girl that she needed like some kind of hair gel to put her hair back, but she ran out. So she decided to use Gorilla Glue instead.
To get that really slick back look.
But it
then
worked.
She couldn't get it out.
Then she couldn't get it out. And I think she had to have plastic surgery
something. And she sued Gorilla Glue because it doesn't say don't use as hair gel. Because in some weird world, we're allowed to do that. We're allowed to do boneheaded things and then sue it because it's other people's problems, not our own lack of forethought.
Pretty much.
Millennials these days.
No, this is everybody. I don't even think she's a millennial. This is knucklehead.
But she also came out with her own hairline after the fact as well.
You are kidding me.
Yeah, so she capitalized on the situation.
Yes. She really did?
She did. And now she's capitalizing a little further.
I'm going to tell you this. That's ingenious on her part, though, like to use that. Like, if she's using that mistake to then make a business, and good on her. Like, that's being productive instead of suing somebody.
Well, true. Good on her, but
unless she used the money that she got from suing Gorilla Glue.
That's true, but I heard she came out with a new song.
A new song,
She's diversifying.
Yep.
She's a mogul. Support now.
I got a bad feeling. Yeah. Oh,
and she stuck in her realm. Yeah. Like, she didn't, you know, branch out. She's singing the song. The song's title is My Hair.
Oh, yes. I love it already.
Yeah.
Like, this cannot be anything but amazing.
Nope.
Here we go.
My hair. It don't move. It don't move. My hair. Mm-hmm. It don't move. It don't move. My hair.
Come on. Come on.
It don't move. It don't move. My hair.
You hear what I'm telling you?
Woo! It don't move.
In a panic. When I ran out, I had a problem. I had to use Gorilla Glue just to solve it. I went from silky to solid.
Yes.
Tried to wash it with everything I could think of, but nothing was making progress. I was stopping.
I don't know how you guys are not loving that. I can see by your faces you don't like it. That is glorious.
It's terrible.
Top five worst thing I've ever heard.
Really?
It's up there with like Rebecca Black's Friday.
And look how big that became.
That's
true. My goodness. That is like Whip My Hair Back and Forth by Willow Smith is better than that. But as far as hair-related songs, I'm going to put that top three.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
Name another great hair-related song. There aren't a lot of them.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's Larry's song Hairbrush on
Veggie
Tales?
Okay, that's number one, obviously.
Well, what about back in the 70s? Wasn't there a musical called Hair?
Hairspray.
Yeah, give me a head of hair, long, beautiful hair.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. I think that's a 70s. I don't even know if that's in that movie.
Sister Golden Hair.
What?
By America. That's another great one.
How did you
know? I keep on thinking about you, Stuart Golden.
Never heard that before.
Yes, wow. You have.
I have not. I swear to you, I've never heard that.
Yes, you have. Well,
I've just never heard it performed like that.
Stop it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And every week we have Pastor Chad from our prayer wall at wayfm.com come in, kind of share stories about what's going on there. And you can be part of it, too. You can post a prayer request or pray for people on the prayer wall, which I love that part of that community. So what do you got, Chad?
Well, a couple weeks ago, I was walking through the St. Louis airport as I was traveling home, and I was wearing a WayFM shirt, and someone said, I love WayFM. So
no way.
I stopped, and I talked to this couple. They were really nice. They're from Fort Myers. And she started telling me the story about the prayer wall and her granddaughter. So I said, can you email me that story? It was incredible.
Now, did you at that point go, yeah, I'm Pastor Chad. Whatever. Don't make a big deal of it. Don't make a scene. I'm the prayer wall pastor.
You know he did.
Yeah, I bet he did. Yeah, but not important. I probably prayed for you, but whatever.
I was wearing a mask. Nobody knows what I look like. But no, her story was about her granddaughter. And so she emailed me this past week. The story, her granddaughter who was living with them, she's just been experiencing a ton of anxiety and finding it impossible to do her schoolwork and concentrate. And so she was listening to WayFM, and while it was playing, she heard the promo for the prayer wall. So she asked her grandmother if she could text in a prayer request about her anxiety. And before long, the text messages came in saying people were praying for
you. That's cool.
But later that evening, she went and then also checked her email, and she found out that she had so many notices. 15 people had prayed for her that night. And when she went to bed, she just ended up thanking God for the people who had been praying for her. And her grandmother told me this. She said, this was amazing to her that total strangers would pray for her. She comes from a home where there is no faith foundation being laid.
Wow.
And so this is the testimony to this teenager that there are people around us, Christians, who are willing to pray for you. And that happens all the time on the prayer wall.
And you hear this term used a lot. I want to be seen. I want to be seen. Like kids use that term all the time. And so for her to know that she was seen not only by these people, but by God, who she doesn't even have this big foundation with, like, is pretty remarkable. And on average, I believe it's like 17 people send notices for prayer requests. And there are thousands and thousands of prayer requests all the time up there. And so you can pray for them and be part of, like, being the miracle for somebody on the other end of it that you might not never know. But so I'm glad that you get to share these stories with us, Chad, because then it just drives home the point of how important this really is.
Yeah, and yeah, we don't realize the impact of our one prayer when we go on and pray for someone, because it's combined with multiple prayers for that person. But then I also think it's the prayer wall is a place for people of all ages. And so it's an encouragement to any parents listening right now. Encourage your kids to go leave your requests. And it's just a great lesson for them as well as us that we're not good at always asking people for prayer, but starting to teach your kids, they could go on there, ask for prayer, put in their own requests, and people really will pray for them.
And it's a super safe thing, too. You're not giving out any personal information.
Nope. Yeah.
You give as much as you want, and the texts and everything are all anonymous. Like, no one has any of your information. The thing you get just says, somebody prayed for you, you know, and stuff. So there you go. I love it. It's the prayer wall. Pastor Chad, rock star Pastor Chad, getting noticed in the airport now.
Yeah, get impressive. That, Betty.
Yeah.
Oh,
you need
geez.
To start respecting him, Betty Lou.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Was he talking earlier?
Yeah, see, that's it.
Watching football. Watching families grow, the old kids' table, all have kids up there.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. It's Ben Rector and his Thanksgiving song. And so Thanksgiving and the holidays are coming up. It's such a great time of year, especially after what we've come off of all the last 2 years with COVID. And, you know, it just feels a little bit better this year. But the average person, they say, expects to gain 8 pounds over the holidays.
Ooh.
I get it, man. Every time you turn around, like this morning, for example, we had our Friendsgiving the other day, and there was some leftover hash brown casserole. So Betty heated it up, took more for herself than Gavin and me. Whatever, not important. But
it's not important. I made it.
Some leftover ham, so I had a ham sandwich. And Pastor Chad rolls in with little tiny donuts.
Woo.
It's just an extravaganza. It's not even Thanksgiving yet, you know? So I see how the 8 pounds is not even, you know, possible, but probable.
It's already started.
Oh, absolutely. And so that is definitely an expectation. But I am curious, is what are your other expectations for the holidays? Because I think everyone thinks, okay, I'm going to gain a little bit of weight. But are there other expectations you have that might be good, you know, too, this year? I'm expecting, my expectation is that I'm going to get to see my family for the first time this year, you know, where we didn't get to celebrate last year. Or they can be funny, you know, your expectations about whatever, gaining weight or what have you. I'm just curious what yours are. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to weigh in on this, that's how you do it. And we love having you on with us. So what's your expectation for the holidays? Rissa, do you have any other expectations for the holidays?
Yes, I am expecting to spend Thanksgiving with my family for the first time since 2016, since I got out of the Navy.
Oh, wow. So you didn't even see them prior to the pandemic.
Right.
That's so exciting. I mean, I'm sure people have changed, and for the good or for the bad. Hopefully they'll think you've changed for the good.
I hope so.
Now, have they asked you, since they're like, hey, Rissa, you know, you haven't been with us for a while, so you really haven't chipped in for the turkey in a while, so why don't you make everything?
Oh, man, I don't know what I would say. I do my best.
Have you ever done turkey before?
I have not.
Yeah, see, everybody has to do it the first time, and it seems really daunting, and it seems like this big task, but mm-hmm. it actually isn't all that hard. You take a turkey, okay? It's a bird. You make sure it's thawed out. You put butter on the top of it, maybe some olive oil, jab it, some holes in it, and stick some pepper down in there. Throw it in an oven for about 4 hours, and you're good to go.
You're good.
Easy day.
Easy day. There you go. She was in the military. Well, thank you for your service, and thanks for being on with us, Rissa.
Thank you so much. I'm honored.
What other expectations do you have for the holidays, Kat?
Well, when our family gets together, once we put the kids to bed at night, we have really intense bananagram competitions. That's what they expect every time.
Now, Kat, who in your family is the most competitive?
Can I ask a question before that? What in the world is a bananagram?
You don't know what bananagram is?
I have no idea.
It's a game. It's kind of like Scrabble.
Oh, it's the best game.
I have no idea. I've never seen it.
But you build your own board.
Oh.
And so you're competing to use up all the letters first, but all the terms use like bananas or peel or split for when you're using your letters up.
Mm-hmm. Who is the most competitive at it, or who's the best at it?
I'm the best at it.
So who's the most humble? I'm just curious. This is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send 2 chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein, and they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide 2 chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
While 25-year-old actor Tom Holland comes across as cool, calm, and confident in his role as Spider-Man in all of these Marvel movies, that doesn't mean the same can be said for him in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Recently, the 5'8" actor opened up about how he deals with being on the shorter side than his other typical Hollywood actor friends.
If he is 5'8" and considered the shorter side, then Gavin and myself have to be the tiny side.
Yeah.
Because we are
microscopic.
Sure. Stop tiny, that. I prefer. Why do you got a tiny
shame
me?
Well, yeah. Well, it sounds like Tom Holland has a couple of tricks up his sleeve when he's on the red carpet. Maybe these will come in, you know,
to look
handy
taller.
For you.
Like Gavin and I both just stood up. Like our posture just got
posture
better.
Posture is a big thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
But first off, his number one tip is to keep lifts in your shoes. So he does this.
Okay.
Those are able to give you a couple of inches of height.
I've never understood lifts, but I think I do now because women wear high heels. And in essence, it's like you walking around on your tiptoes all the time. So you gain a little bit of height. Plus, your calves look amazing. But it's not.
Is that too.
Yeah. That's why I would wear them. But I'm not allowed to. And I don't want to, just be clear.
Okay.
But the lifts, I guess those go inside your shoe, so it just kind of raises your heel up, but you're still in your shoe.
You're
it's
still
not on
in
the
your
bottom,
shoes.
Right?
Right. Okay. No one can tell you're wearing them. They're just in your shoes.
Because at first I thought lifts were like a little bit of a bigger heel for guys, but I think it's that thing in your shoe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
His second trick is when his photo is being taken with other celebrities, he'll stand closer to the camera. So when he does this gives the illusion that he is even more tall.
Because he's more in the foreground.
Right.
Oh, that's so smart.
Wow.
So this is something you two might want to look into.
Yeah, it's somebody who's never been on the back row of a camera of a picture before. Like, never. Like, it's never like, okay, let's all line up for a photo. And it was always, Wally, get down in the front. So I never got to be in the back row.
With the women and children.
Exactly. Yes, with the infants. Be on the front row with the infants. But now, knowing, like, if I'm going to be in the front row, I'm going to take one step closer and look even taller than everybody.
Exactly.
I love it. Tom Holland, there you go. That's a great tip for all the vertically challenge people such as Gavin and myself, and that's going to do it for your least in these. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and we play so much great music here on Way FM that it matters. It has a point to it, you know, and all these songs do for different reasons, and that's why we do group therapy. We'll pick out a song every once in a while and ask you to tell us what that song means to you, because the stories are all different. The song is the same, but how it interacts with people is completely different. And that's what's cool about it. And sometimes that's the miracle inside of it. And so today, the song that we've picked is a new one from Casting Crowns. But I'm already seeing this thing land with people. I get emails all the time. Hey, man, I'm glad you're playing that Casting Crowns song, Scars in Heaven, because you have no idea what it got me through. And it's a pretty, like, heavy song about death. But here it is if you haven't heard it.
The only scars in heaven. It won't be long to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, and even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven? On the hands that hold you now.
I've had a lot of people share stories about losing people and what that song is meant to them now, and they're so thankful for it. So that's what I'm curious about. What is your story connected to this song? What did it help you work through? What did it help you get through? Because again, the stories are all going to be different, but the theme is the same.
And who knows that there may be someone else out there dealing with the same struggle, and hearing what you have to say might give them the hope that they need.
And also sharing songs with people is a great way, because a lot of times people will be going through something, you're like, I don't have any words, I don't know what to say. And then finding songs, like, you might not have the perfect words, but that's phrased perfectly for somebody, and make sure you share it with them. So there you go, group therapy. What is your take on, or what is your story surrounding the song Scars in Heaven by Casting Crowns? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So Cindy, what does this song mean to you? Because everybody's story is a little bit different, even though the song is the same.
I lost my husband July of 2020 to COVID.
Oh, no.
He was in the hospital for almost a full month. And of course, I couldn't be there. I couldn't be with him. Couldn't talk with him. He was put on a ventilator, and the last time I saw him, I had to go in and sign the papers to have him taken off the ventilator.
It doesn't seem right that that's the only time you can see him, is when you have to get to that drastic decision. I feel so bad for you and anyone that lost anyone during this.
Yes. Anyway, the hospital he passed away on is right on along I-95, and I always cannot look at that hospital, it bothers me too much. So I would kind of like cover my side of my face so I don't see the hospital. With the song, I basically, every time I heard it, I turn it off because I couldn't bear to listen to it. So just the other week, I was driving by, and just as I approached the hospital, the song came on.
You're like, this is so, a double whammy, Lord. Why?
Exactly. So I turned the song off. The very next day, I was going by the hospital again, and the exact same thing happened to me. And at that point, I knew God was talking to me, and yeah. I needed to listen. So I listened to the song. The third day, it happened again. I'm not lying.
That is crazy.
3 days in a row.
See, again, like, we can't control that, but he's definitely trying to get your attention. Oh. And like, here, I want to give you something. Just please listen. And I love that you finally listened to it, and it made a difference.
He has been helping me through all of this. Without the good Lord, I don't know where I would be.
So what's yours?
So I lost my dad very unexpectedly this summer, back in June. And it happened very quickly. We waited a month for his service. And when I went back home, that's when the song really started playing on the radio a lot. I remember the day that I was finally leaving after his service and everything, and I was heading back to Texas. I went to the cemetery where he was placed. And as I was pulling out, Stars in Heaven actually started playing on the radio. And, you know, it really touched my heart. It made me think of my dad. My dad did have a pretty hard life growing up when he was a kid. And, you know, he was a hardworking man. And when I hear that song, I think about the scars that he had and how now those scars are gone. And he's with God. And
at peace.
At peace, exactly. And I hear it all the time now. And the first month after I got back, I used to break down and cry. But now it's giving me peace as well.
So what is this song meant to you, Catherine?
I remember in mid-August, my mother, she was a Sunday school teacher out here in Weatherford, Texas, where we lived for about 20 years. And we were going to Fort Worth to see my brother and my little nephew. And she had told me, she said, Cats and Crowns has this new song out. Have you heard it yet? And I said, no. And she brought it up on her Facebook page and played it for me. And I was like, that's really a good song. I really didn't think, you know, a lot about it because I was driving a And so about a month later, they found a malignant tumor on her pancreas.
Oh, no.
And now we were given a diagnosis after her PET scan that she is now terminal advanced stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's so hard.
Oh, yeah. And we just began hospice last night. Her cancer is spreading really rapidly. Yeah. And every time now that I hear that song, I just like pretty much drowning in tears because it's like at the time that I first heard it, it really didn't mean a lot at the time. But now it almost makes me wonder, okay, did she know all of this was coming?
That's the thing about music. You can hear a song 1,000 times until your life circumstances change. It might not mean as much, but then it means everything to you.
Absolutely. My brother and I are like, well, we know where she's going, you know, and, you know, it's like every time we leave to go somewhere, she's like, text me when you get there to let me know you're okay. And I said, I think our hardest part is we know that she can't text us when she gets where she's going.
Oh, yeah, that's hard.
You know?
That just got me. That choked me up, Catherine.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Catherine, I really do appreciate you taking the time to share your story with us here on Group Therapy.
Thank y'all.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.